With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. South Korean president has lifted a martial law order just hours after his decree plunged the country into political uncertainty and sparked fierce backlash from lawmakers across the political spectrum. Head of the Japan and Korea's program at the University of Cambridge Center for Geopolitics, John Nielsen Wright, says the South Korean president's decision to impose martial law is a move that would be noticed in North Korea.
Any domestic political instability in South Korea at a time when North Korea is emboldened clearly is going to be a source of great concern because it provides an opportunity for Kim Jong-un to make mischief.
The South Korean president may be impeached over his actions. President-elect Trump says he will block the purchase of U.S. steel by Japanese steelmaker Nippon Steel, and he's pledging to use tax incentives and tariffs to strengthen the American steelmaker. Also at SRNnews.com, Senate Democrats elect Chuck Schumer of New York as the new minority leader. The GOP took back control of the Senate in the election, which booted Schumer from his majority leader role. Democrat Dick Durbin of Illinois will also retain his position as whip. The number three spot is currently held by retiring Senator Debbie Stabenow of Michigan. The CEO of the National Retail Federation, Matthew Shea, says survey data predicts people will shop more than usual this holiday season.
We expect a very healthy holiday season. Consumers are spending. Retailers are feeling positive about the holiday season. We know there's an emotional connection to holidays that always creates an extra bit of demand at this time of year. And as usual, consumers have saved, planned, prepared for, and are looking forward to the holidays, getting the right gift for everyone on that list.
Great Lakes and Northeast gearing up for more snow as a new Arctic blast set to sweep down. This is SRN News. The Biden administration has been targeting Christian schools.
According to a new report from the American Principles Project, religious colleges and universities enroll just 10% of the nation's students. And yet 70% of the penalties that the Department of Education doled out for violations were applied to Christian schools. The study also reveals that while secular colleges and universities were fined about $250,000 on average, Christian institutions were fined more than $800,000. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri's Republican Attorney General says he still considers it illegal to provide abortions after fetal viability, despite a newly approved state abortion rights amendment. Attorney General Andrew Bailey writes in an opinion that his office will also continue to enforce a law requiring parental permission for minors to get abortions. This is SRN News. Black Friday and Cyber Monday shoppers exceeded expectations both in stores and online.
There were 197 million shoppers during the five-day holiday weekend of Thanksgiving through Cyber Monday. Consumer spending for the online shopping days during the holiday weekend give an estimate of how much shoppers are willing to spend for the holidays. CEO of the National Retail Federation, Matthew Shea, says,
our forecast for the winter holiday spending season, that's November 1 to December 31, is that sales will increase between 2.5% and 3.5%.
Shea added that spending on gifts is up. On average, shoppers this weekend spent $235 on gifts, which is nearly $10 more than last year's average. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Bible sales are spiking. Jason King, who heads the Center for Catholic Studies at St. Mary's University, attributes the surge to a sense of uneasiness. More details at SRNnews.com.